In recent days, I feel I've focused too much on the whole G4S fiasco surrounding the Olympics in these daily Olympic boos. So I've decided today I'm going to take it back to what I want to do, which is taking the mickey out of Locog, because that's fun. In today's top story that I have is that Seb Coe, on a radio interview this morning, said that if you tried to enter an Olympic venue brandishing a brand that wasn't an Olympic sponsor, you would be forced to leave, or you wouldn't be allowed to enter. So, for instance, if you go to an Olympic venue wearing, let's say, a Pepsi t-shirt, you wouldn't be allowed to enter. Likewise, you cannot take any frisbees or balls or long lens cameras into Olympic venues. I'm not entirely sure about long lens cameras. I can understand frisbees and balls, to be honest. Those make sense. Long lens cameras? I'm confused about. It's not as if I'm going to throw that into down onto the athletes. I think it's because that I can't remember which company it is that sponsor the Olympic Games in terms of cameras, but they don't make long lens cameras, so that's all there is. So you can't take those in. You also cannot take bottled water in, and any liquids you do take in have to be under the airport limit of 100 millilitres. Ridiculous. It's bottled water. I would happily, to be honest, if they're concerned that it's going to be white spirit or something, I would happily swig it in front of them. I suppose it could be vodka, but I don't think even anyone could swig vodka. It's ridiculous. Also, they're banning vuvuzelas and things like that, which is good, because I can't stand vuvuzelas. They're idiotic, stupid things. Let's look at what else is banned from the games. It's balls, rackets and frisbees, large flags or banners, clothing with political statements or commercial signage, oversized hats, large golf-style umbrellas. Why? What happens if it rains? Long lens cameras and tripods, excessive amounts of food, noisemakers and liquids greater than 100 millilitres. How ridiculous is that? It's stupid. It really is. The commercialism in sport these days is absolutely ridiculous. In other news, a cafe in the London borough of Southwark has been told to remove a window display which showed five bagels in the Olympic logo style or pattern. And apparently two community wardens from the council came along and told them to remove them because it infringed on copyright. This whole business about the use of Olympic logos and using the phrase 2012, it's ridiculous. It's gone to the point now that I'm a little bit wary about doing these boos now, because I have tagged these with Olympic Games and London 2012 and London 2012 Olympic Games in my tags. I'm now scared that someone's going to come along and prosecute me for using that. It's ridiculous. It really is. Why is it that a sporting event where countries are supposed to turn up with their best athletes, compete at a Games that's supposed to be about world unity and all of that, how is it that the commercialism in this has got so much that you can't put up a window display supporting the Olympic Games? I remember reading a few days ago that some company, I can't remember which one, had on its website, bloody art, supports the Olympic Games or supports London 2012. They were told to remove that because they weren't a sponsor. They weren't trying to get any monetary gain out of it. They were simply saying, we support this. It's like saying that I support a football team. If I said I support Chelsea, which I don't, but if I did, I'd say I support Chelsea. Chelsea aren't going to come along to me and say, you're not a sponsor, you can't say that. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's beyond a joke now, Locog. If you're listening to this, stop it. You're being ridiculous. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with another one of these, probably. Follow me on Twitter, @SawyerGB. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/SawyerGB, if you really like. And you can find me on YouTube. There's still only one video there, and I keep meaning to do some more. I just haven't got around to it yet. It's youtube.com/TheSawyerGB. Thank you very much.